This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says in his monthly radio address Sunday that COVID has shaken India. Nearly 350,000 new COVID cases have been recorded in the previous 24-hour period, yet another daily record. The new infection figures are likely undercounted, public health officials have warned. The U.S. is under pressure from the international community to release some of its warehoused COVID vaccines to India and other countries that need the shots. In addition to hundreds of thousands of new daily COVID cases, India is also experiencing an oxygen shortage. In Iraq, the Iraqi Interior Ministry says at least 82 people died and 110 were wounded in a Baghdad COVID-19 hospital fire overnight. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
They said the fire occurred after an accident caused an oxygen tank to explode. Dozens of others were also injured in the fire. Patients not injured during the incident were being transferred out of the hospital. One official said the fire has since been put out. Video and social media showed citizens joining firefighters as they searched a smoke-filled ward for more survivors. Iraq's healthcare system has been stretched thin during the global health crisis. That's on top of decades of sanctions, war, and neglect. The health ministry says more than 1 million people have been infected and more than 15,000 dead so far.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. Southeast Asian leaders are demanding an immediate end to killings and the release of political detainees in Myanmar. The leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations also told Senior General Min Aung Hlaing during the two-hour talks in Jakarta that a dialogue between contending parties in Myanmar